This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Somerset House in central London for the Canon World and Scene exhibition, a partnership between Canon and the RNIB. And we've stepped outside of the exhibition space in the courtyard of Somerset House, and I've got Ian Traherne, who's a visually impaired photographer, and Ian's photograph Future features in the exhibition. Ian, could you just sort of give me a little bit of, sort of, I suppose, a description of what Future is and who's featured in it?
Okay, so I'm a photographer with RP type 2, so I'm deafblind photographer. So I took a portrait for the World Unseen exhibition at Somerset House. It's a black and white image of a model called Olivia Dean. And the reason why I photographed her is because she is blind in one eye. She lost her eye due to cancer when she was 14 years old. But she's an inspiring model, as she really wants people to sort of embrace their differences and not wear a prosthetic eye. She wants to really encourage people to really be themselves.
And it's a black and white photograph. Do you photograph in black and white for a particular reason?
Well, one, I love black and white because I like the tones and the simplicity behind it. But also, I'm actually colourblind, so I do find working with colour quite difficult. But yeah, no, black and white, I'm a big fan of the highlights, the mid-tones and contrast. It gives a bit more depth to my photography because a lot of it kind of mimics my condition, so there's a lot of darkness sort of surrounding, you know, the portrait.
And when you're taking photographs, when you're looking through the viewfinder of your camera, can you see sort of all the detail and stuff and things like that, or is it a case of taking a photograph and looking at it later on a bigger screen?
So what I can see is basically like a small pinhole, which is quite clear. So I've got about 5% central vision in the middle. So that's basically what I use to sort of study, you know, my photography and make any sort of corrections as I go along. A lot of time the pictures go onto a big computer screen, so it's kind of blown up, so I can see a little bit more. But yeah, I have a small central window in the middle.
And it must be fantastic having your photograph here on the walls of Somerset House with all the other sort of renowned photographers that are taking part in the exhibition. That must be fantastic to have that photograph there.
For sure. I mean, it's still sinking in. I haven't really quite processed it. You know, to be recognised as, you know, one of Canon's photographers is an absolute dream come true. You know, I started out doing photography, I don't know, about 15 years ago, so I never thought in a million years that I would have a portrait in Somerset House in London. So, and I've often been to Somerset House over the years, mainly for the ice skating rink. but I love it here. I love this place. I love the building. And yeah, it's incredibly special. And what RNIB and Canon had done, you know, they've really gone to work, sort of showcasing a new way for blind people to experience photography by using elevated prints.
And what was it like sort of experiencing your photograph in an elevated print?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I wasn't really sure what to expect or what to feel or see, but it was such a detailed elevated print. You know, you could feel all the strands of the hair, the eyelashes and, you know, the eyes and the lips. Yeah, it's definitely a new way, a way of showcasing art and photography in mainstream exhibitions.
And you also recorded an audio description. How was that? How did you find that process?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, admittedly, I did have some help sort of describing the image, and we did like a recording in a studio, and I basically sort of read it out, and we actually did it in one take, so everyone was really quite surprised how well and easy that went. But yeah, no, it was good. It was really good to have a more in-depth understanding of what people were looking at.
And for somebody else who might be listening to us chatting now, we've got the bells going in the background, who might be thinking as a visually impaired person to get into photography, what would you say to them?
Well, I think if you've got the desire and want to do it, I say pick up that camera and give it a go. give it a crack. You know, don't worry about what society or public thinks. You know, you don't belong in one box. Blind people are varied people. So if you've got an interest and you want to do it and you want to have a go, give it a go.
And the Canon World Unseen exhibition is here at Somerset House from the 5th to the 7th of April. And if you can't make it to Somerset House, you can also go onto the Canon View website, which is canon.co.uk/view, where you'll be able to see Ian's photograph and everyone else's photographs and listen to the audio description. Ian, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.